My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How are we going to decide who the top 12 teams are in college football? Have you thought about that? Like, have you really sat down at the... I don't think it's going to be possible for us to decide who the top 12 teams are in college football. I think we'll be able to decide who like the top six teams are in the sport. Once we get to 7 to 12, your guess is just as good as mine. All of these teams seem exactly the same to me. Texas appears to be in a conversation by themselves. I would say Oregon appears to be in a conversation about themselves after their win against Ohio State. And then your guess is just as good as anybody else's. Almost everybody has one loss now at this point. Almost everybody does. Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Miami, Iowa State. Those teams are undefeated. Everybody else has one loss, and every other team continues to keep playing each other. Georgia plays Texas coming up this weekend. If Georgia loses that game and they got two losses, are they in the college football playoff? Alabama, they still got big games left on their schedule. Are they going to make the college football playoff? I can tell you right now more teams that I know are not going to make it than teams I can tell you that are going to make it. Texas A&M has to still be in the conversation. Notre Dame still has to be in the conversation. Tennessee still in that conversation. It is going to be a wild final 6 weeks of the college football season. All of these teams just feel so jumbled up right now.
I mean, LSU has re-entered the conversation. 100%. I mean, they have one loss right now, and they have Bama on the schedule at home. I mean, they can win that game in Death Valley, and that changes the calculus. Like, the college football playoff expansion was something that I understood when it happened, why people pushed back and were hesitant and didn't like it. There was a thought, there was a, you know, wisdom out there that it would devalue the regular season, and I understand it and I get it. I don't like that they expanded the playoff in baseball. I kind of don't like they did it in football, in pro football. I don't like that they do it in the NBA now with the play-in games. Expanded playoffs do, in fact, diminish regular seasons. That's just a fact. But what has happened in college, and maybe this is an outlier year because of all the parity, is that we are now getting elimination games in October and
every
November.
Week, yeah, every week, basically.
When Bama plays LSU, that's an elimination game. One of those two teams is going to have two losses. They're done. Like, it's over. This weekend, you mentioned Texas-Georgia. If Georgia has two losses, I'm sorry, you're done. We just saw LSU-Ole Miss. That was an elimination game. Ole Miss lost. I'm sorry, you're done.
I mean, this week,
Bama will be that way when they play each other.
I mean, this week you bring it up. You mentioned Alabama. You know who Alabama plays this weekend? They play Tennessee. Tennessee's 5-1, Alabama's 5-1.
That's an elimination
game.
That
feels like an elimination game of some sort.
I mean, in the Big 12, you're basically going to have the Big 12 title game be that, but K-State plays Iowa State later this year. If K-State beats Iowa State later this year and they're both 1-1, welcome back to the conversation. But if the Cyclones get them, tough break, that's an elimination game. Pitt is undefeated. Now, no one believes in Pitt, but at some point, Pitt's going to play Miami. That could be an elimination game.
Somebody's going to lose.
Yeah, someone's going to lose because ACC's bad. Notre Dame, by the way, has Army on the schedule. I know we're not talking about Army football.
Army's undefeated.
Army's undefeated, and that game could eliminate Notre Dame.
Like, I mean, it also could eliminate Army in the fact of that one of those group of five teams have to make it. So out of that Boise State, Army, Navy, out of that Liberty, out of that group of teams, one of those teams has to make the college football playoff. No, it has been a very exciting college football season, and I will admit that I was wrong about the expansion of the college football playoff. It has not taken away from the joy of the regular season, and it has made things more interesting this year in college football. And maybe this is just an anomaly season. Maybe this season is the exception and not the norm. I don't believe it now. Outside of the top two or three teams in college football, this is as wide open as it ever seems right now. Like, if you were telling me that Miami's one of the five best teams in the country, that's a team that should probably have two losses. They got really lucky in their game against Virginia Tech on a Hail Mary, and they were down 20 points in the second half on the road against Cal. They go on the road this weekend to play Louisville. So that's a team, you go on the road, play a good team in conference play. That's a game that we've all seen that a million times. Miami loses, and Louisville's fans storm the field and celebrate. Really quick thought on storming the field. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've now tried to be the protector of cool things for young people. Why do we care so much if these college students run on the field? Like, I don't get it. You saw that they were complaining about Oregon. After Oregon's win against Ohio State, they ran on the field. They're thinking, well, you're a top three team in college football. Why are you running on the field? Why not run on the field? What's the penalty of running on the field if you're in college? And it creates a cool scene. It's a cool memory, and it's part of what makes college football college football. I don't know why we are so hell-bent on trying to make college football NFL junior or NFL light and just not appreciating it for what it is. It's the sport where Vanderbilt beats Alabama and they take the goalpost and they dump it in the river. That doesn't happen in the NFL. It shouldn't happen in the NFL, but that's part of what makes college football so cool. That's what makes it fun. I don't know when my generation became the back in my day individuals, but it has happened over the course of the last 3 years, and I'm just not with it. Man, I want the college kids to keep being college kids because that's what makes college football fun. What makes college football fun is that they run on the field after a big game, that it is exciting, that you're never out of the game. That's what makes it fun. So I just hate that we're poking on these young kids for going out there and having fun. Have fun, protect yourself, don't hurt anybody. Just celebrate being 19 and 20 and 21 years old.
I mean, as long as they're not hurting anybody or, you know, getting in someone's face and causing a scene, like getting on TikTok and trying to put your camera right in Will Howard's face or something like that. If you're just running on the team to celebrate with your team, cool. As long as the other team can get off the field safely, fine. I know as a KU fan, I'm the last person on earth who should have who cares when the kids have fun, because my school has created these invisible rules for when you can and can't storm the court in basketball. But you know what?
No, you guys rule is just never. You guys never
It's never. That's what our basketball program's rule is. Never do it. But you know what?
You guys might storm Arrowhead if you guys win one of these games.
Why not?
It's been a while since you've seen your team win.
If they beat Iowa State, they should definitely be on the field.
They're definitely running on the field. 100%.
I mean, I don't know what the penalty is going to be, because Arrowhead is not really prepared for that sort of thing. You don't see that after NFL games, but that's going to happen.
I'm going to start tasing them kids. That's what's going to happen. Pat going to start pointing down their hem. Get them. That's what's going to happen. Pat going to start coming in, speaking in. He's going to have to tase one of y'all kids right here running on the field and being ridiculous. That's what's about to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.